House Blast Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher of Alternative Medicine and Wellness Radio. It is going to be a great year, 2015. We are going to have several of our guests who are inspirational, telling their stories, sharing a lot of their tips about how to live a holistic life and love it. We all have all kinds of challenges these days, and we say we'll try things, we don't get the greatest results, or sometimes it's just mediocre. But we're going to love to learn to love a holistic life. Isn't that great? We're going to learn that it's great to get up in the morning. It's fabulous if it rains, and it's absolutely incredible that we have these challenges and all of the things we can learn from that. And isn't life just a roller coaster? So thank you so much for joining us. Please check us out on Health Blast Radio on Facebook and also Health Blast 2015 on Twitter. Also, our website, drjeanettegallagher.com, for more information. We also have a women over the age of 50 group starting February 1st, which will be sharing a lot of information about how to help us and ourselves. As we are women, we are also caregivers. We are also part of this world that will be bringing more compassion and empathy towards others. Please do join, and please do check it out on our website, Dr. Jeanette Gallagher. And now, back to the show.
Thank you so much for joining us today here live on Sedona Talk Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and also we are archived on iTunes. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher of Alternative Medicine and Wellness, and thank you so much for joining us. Today my guest is Al Sanchez Jr. He is the CEO of A-Mark, which is the exclusive product that he carries, is PolyMVA, which we'll be talking about today. Biggest thing we're going to be talking about today is about cellular nutrition. You know, everybody thinks, let's just put the food in and we'll hope it all gets to the same place to be able to give me a healthy body. Or I heard that this food is going to heal me, and by all means, I'm going to just turn around and eat it, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and it's going to do the trick. Or this drug is going to fix me, and that at all costs, I have to make sure no matter what, I take it, and it is always going to do it for me. And it's always about these it things around us that are going to take over our control of our body, of healing, of getting our body and our cells to wake up and to be able to work better. You know, when we go along the line of disease and chronic disease and then all of these other really what I call hit the wall health conditions, it's really all about what you're gathering as you're going, that in your body things are starting to break down. I like to equate it to a car. You know, you buy your car insurance, and you drive that car, you run it hard, you run it fast. Things break down, tires, you get a new tire. Spark plugs, you get spark plugs. You know, you put the oil and the gas in, you're good to go. You know, when that thing turns around and it really craps out, do you turn around and go to your insurance company and say, you know what, my car hit the wall, it's kind of crapped out, it's not working anymore, give me a new one. Yet when we go to the doctor, we run our bodies hard and fast. We get prescriptions here and there. Sometimes we eat good, sometimes we don't. Exercise, well, maybe, maybe not. And we turn around, we go into the doctor, and we say, my body's crapping out, give me a new one. Really? Maybe it's time for a huge paradigm shift in the way we're thinking about health. Today we're talking about cellular nutrition. Let me tell you, it's about getting back into the cell and the exact cell. What is it inside thy cell that needs to be working so that I can actually have from a really very basic core of my body to be able to be working? Because if it doesn't work, is all of this outside stuff really matter anymore? So, Al, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
It's a pleasure to be here, and happy new year, and welcome to 2015. You know, you just touched on so many wonderful topics that, we could break down about 10 of those and talk about them for about an hour apiece, but, you know, what a great analogy on the car. I think that gives something that we all can really recognize and have some familiarity with, because at some point we've all had newer cars or a new car, and when you first get it, you know, you're just excited, mm-hmm. and you tend to drive it a little harder. And then it's funny, when the car gets a little older, you're like, you just don't accelerate as much, and you learn how to brake so that your brakes last longer, and you learn how to take right. care of it better than you did when you were younger. And I think
right.
our bodies are the same way. But just like you mentioned, you don't get a chance to just go down to the dealership and buy a new body, and you can't go to your insurance company and say, hey, I've abused this and haven't taken care of it. Now what do I do?
Right.
So it really puts it into perspective, and then you relate it back to, you know, cell health. And that makes it real simple, because no matter what cell out of all the approximately 50 trillion cells in our body, every cell has a job to do, and we have to take care of it to do its job. And so whether it's your skin cell, your liver cell, your brain cell, your nervous system, your heart cell, whatever, mm-hmm. they require some very basic, simple things. And when they're kept and maintained, like when you maintain a car in good working order, they will last you longer, no different than the car will last you longer if you take care of it and you keep it in the garage and you wash it, and your body is identically the same way.
You know, I think when we look at things like forest fires, let's say those fires that were in California, there's always these profound pictures in these magazines where these great photographers put up a little tiny flower that will come up into a spot that has been totally decimated, you know, for miles and miles, and this flower grows. And I kind of think of it as a cell in our body. You know, you're going to constantly be battering yourself, you're not putting nutrition in, the drugs, medications, therapies, treatments, all this stuff. You know, the environment, I mean, you name it, all kinds of things in the world to be able to stick our body in this chasm and have all these things affect us. But yet the cells are in our body, and we're constantly saying, but you need to do your job. You need to do your job. It's almost like a dictatorship. You have to do your job. Finally, the cells just say, I'm out of here, dude. I can't do this anymore. You know, you didn't give me A, B, C, or D. You didn't nourish me, care me, love me, take care of me, and all this other stuff. And I'm over it. And that's where chronic diseases, that's where all of these cancers come from. That's where all of these really, you know, I just been kind of going to the doctor and taking care of my stuff, so I should be good to go. All of those things pile up into a mishmash that actually squelches the cells.
You know, it's interesting you use that analogy of you're just full of them today. I love it. you know, the forest fires, right? And yet, mm-hmm. in that, you know, nature's ability to respond, and sometimes it's somewhat
right.
necessary.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen, and as I'm sure you have seen, you know, the mm-hmm. body's ability to respond to healing itself. I mean, what a miraculous gift we've been given in our bodies to do what they just to do the things they do for us to live, let alone when they repair themselves, you know.
Right.
To see people that have either been injured from an accident or from disease, and watch what the body can do. And then if you really nourish it in whatever environment that it is, how not only mm-hmm. strong and how wonderful it can be, the amazing things it can do, but also just its resilience. And yet there comes a point in time where I think as many of us get older, we know
right.
we don't heal as quickly. You know, I have three young children, and, you know, they skin their knee, they hurt themselves, and they're back up in a day and a half. And I try and keep up with them or get injured in any same way, shape, or fashion. Boy, I'm down for a good week and a half.
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so you become a lot much more protective of yourself to a certain degree. You're like, no, I'm not going to go climb that wall with you. You go right ahead. And
right.
And yet there becomes a balance in which it's interesting how the activity, the things we eat, how all those things at the end of the day are for that one little cell, like you mentioned earlier, and mm-hmm. for that cell to go and take in the nutrients it needs to do, to get rid of the metabolic waste it has to do, and then all the things that have to work together to keep our bodies healthy over time. And it becomes a little tougher for our cells, the same way physically and even sometimes mentally life becomes tougher for us as we get older. So it becomes even more imperative that we really take care of ourselves early on, and the sooner the better, because obviously, you know, for anyone that is ever really taking care of a car, it's interesting how you know, you use the car analogy. Mm-hmm. I love cars. You know, think about it. If you hold on to a car long enough, it becomes a classic. And then
right.
Everybody Googles and everybody oohs and ahs over a 68 Mustang driving down the road or a 72 Camaro or
right.
whatever it might be. And they go, wow, look at that thing. And it's sparkling. And then the ones that are really obviously attract the most attention are the ones that are still original. They haven't been restored. They haven't been even touched. But someone took the time to care for that car for 30, 40 years, kept a garage, kept... And we'd be the same way. When you see someone who's in their 60s or 70s and they're out there playing tennis and they're running, they're doing a marathon or whatever they might be doing, but they're just a semblance of health, you just go, wow, okay.
Right.
You know, we love Jack LaLanne for how many years?
Mm-hmm.
But how many of us are willing to commit to that lifestyle, to commit to what he needed to do to stay as active and as healthy as he did until he was, what, he was 90 and change, I believe.
Yeah, I think it was 97,
you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking of that, but to do so, I understand what it takes to do so, and it's a lot of work. It's not easy, and yet there are some things that we can do, both from not only what we eat, the supplements we take, the activity, the lifestyle that we lead that really put all that together for our health.
And, you know, I had a show the other day, and we were talking about cardiology, and the tagline was, is it ever too late? And I don't think it's ever too late. I think that, are you asking when you come to a provider, when you say you want health and wellness, I think you need to define what that word means. Because most people will say, I want to be healthy. What does that mean? That means I need to look great with no wrinkles, my bones have to move without pain in all of my joints. I need to be able to run a marathon, and absolutely I want to be able to eat whatever I want no matter what and keep up with everybody else. Now, is that a really realistic goal of health throughout our lives?
Right.
And I don't think it is, and I think we really need to restructure that word. What is health and wellness? To me, wellness is I stand up, I put on my glasses, I can see, the day is good, I'm still here. That's wellness, period. Health is that I'm still able to cook my own food today, I'm still be able to go out for a walk, I'm still able to, you know, read and comprehend, and I'm still able to interact with people. Isn't that more of a viable, you know, definition of health and wellness? Because we all have chronic conditions. We all have acute conditions. So if we say, you know, I have an infection in my toe, I'm going to take an antibiotic, and it has totally taken care of that infection in my toe. I will ask you then, is there any residue of that, those dead cells in your body? And you're like, what are you talking about? Who cares? There is. When you talk about, I would ask you then, when you took that antibiotic, did it have any other effects in your body? And they're like, hey, if any had an infection, it's gone away. I'm good to go. And really it did. It affected other things in your body. So really everything has an action and a reaction, you know, an action and a consequence. And really all of those consequences and those reactions is what's kind of storage in our memory and our DNA and our cells and in our body, that which we choose, you know, to just this and pretend it's not even there. You know, I had just spoken with another woman recently. It was this morning, and I don't know, I got it off on some tangent like I always do, but she says to me, she says, oh, I saw this healer, and he had pictures of how, you know, his work cured psoriasis, and didn't you see that picture before and after? And I stepped back and I said, yes, but, you know, the greatest change in us is that which our eyes can't see. It's really the most profound of all, you know, and we forget that. We think that we have to see health and wellness. We have to see change, and we have to know it and define it as, you know, what we see now to be able to realize that is it a viable thing, is it profound, or is it not? And maybe that's our issue. And especially when we're talking about our cells in our body, we don't see them, so really they're kind of on that same list, aren't they?
You know, that's... They are. The answer would be yes in a simple response, because again, you covered so much And the fact of the matter that it what I heard from what you were saying is that it all relates.
Mm-hmm.
And that perfection is something that was created by the mind that doesn't exist. And yet we need
right.
to be appreciative and thankful for the simple things that, you know what, I'm alive, I'm well, my body's
yeah.
functioning. And it was interesting because I just ate breakfast a little bit ago. And, you know, food for me, it's a very conscious thought. I no longer simply go, and if I'm out, I don't order
mm-hmm.
I don't order necessarily my favorite foods anymore, the things that I would think of. I don't order, you know, like fettuccine Alfredo. I used to love fettuccine Alfredo, but from a nutritive standpoint of view, there's no value in there for my body, really.
Right.
It's carbs and lots of fat that are imbalanced. Now,
mm-hmm.
would I have a few bites of someone else's because I enjoy it? Of course I will.
Right.
But I am not going to order that as my meal any longer. I'm going to think along the lines of saying, wow, gee, did I have my servings of spinach today? Well, you know, maybe a spinach salad. And then I'm going to make something up about it. And I'll be free to ask the restaurant, hey, could you do this? I'd like a spinach salad, and I want you to add this, and I want you to add this, and put this, and put this, and hold that. And nine times
mm-hmm.
out of ten, they'll say, okay, sure. Might I pay
right.
a little bit more for it? Probably. However, I know that will pay. That's like money in the bank to me anymore. I used to think about it as like kind of wasting money. But now it's like, no, I'm spending that money on my health, knowing that my cell, like we talked about earlier, is going to
right.
appreciate that I got into it. It's, you know, 30 grams of fiber today, and that I was able to take in, you know, 1,000 plus milligrams of vitamin C and vitamin A and vitamin K, and I got my amino acids. Now, call me weird, which I know people love
mm-hmm.
to do, but that's how I think, because for me, I have been
right.
around disease and breakdown, especially in the cancer arena, and I know how imperative it is. And I've been around cars, so using that analogy,
mm-hmm.
I know what it takes to maintain a car, and it's a whole lot easier to keep doing your oil changes than it is to ever replace a motor. So guess what? I'm going to happily, you know, climb under my car and get dirty and replace my oil change because I know
mm-hmm.
what it's going to give me down the road. Reliability, a long-lasting car, and the same thing for my life. So that when I think about not having to get up and, you know, am I going to go to the gym and work out for 2 hours and be like that? No. But am I going to get up today and be sure that I'm going to get my 10,000 steps in? Yeah, if that means I have
right.
to walk around the house, and it's a rainy day, and I got to walk around for 2 hours up and down my kitchen, guess what? That's my goal in my head that I do, that
mm-hmm.
I know my body will benefit from it because my lymphatic system will benefit, my muscles get engaged, everything starts to work together. And, you know, funny how when you're not feeling well, I don't know if you've ever experienced it, but if
right.
you ever could ever force yourself to do an activity, then all of a sudden your body goes, oh, thank you. I needed that to work all
yeah.
the kinks and all the stuff out of my body. It
mm-hmm.
doesn't want to sit there and lay there in bed, except for maybe a few days. After that, it says, get me going, you know. But get
right.
me going in a healthy way. Don't run me into a marathon and don't stick me back into a stressful environment that's going to affect, because, again, you touched on that as well, how
mm-hmm.
what goes on in your mind is a powerful thing. How you think, how you feel, what you believe, your attitude. If they say, you know, imagine laughing at something that you're so happy about for in your life and the physical changes that actually takes effect in your body. Your heart rate elevates, you take in more air, your chest rises, your facial muscles go up. And then if you take in a sad
mm-hmm.
or negative thought, what does that do? It contracts you. Your shoulders, you know, come down, you hunch over, your breathing becomes very shallow and low. And so, yes, do those type of events cause physical changes in our body? The answer is yes. And if you keep enough of it going, not that negative events don't happen, and that's a good thing to feel. However, you can't stay in that state. Because if it does affect your body.
So let's talk about how we can affect our body. And that would be a lot of people now are, you know, walking around with the green goop in their hands, thinking that that's, you know, the youth elixir that's going to just turn their life around. While granted it may help clear out some of the things in your body, it's not that which you'll be 100%, you know, converted back to that body of a child that's able to be, quote, what you and most people will call healthy or free of disease or free of any buildup or whatever that might be. Green goop is great, but we also need to think about basic things like vitamins and minerals. And granted that they're in that, it's also about how they get from that drink, from that food, to your body, to your cells. I always like to say, you can drive your car around, and my kids would say to me, hey, it rained outside today, now I don't have to wash my car. He says, you go out and look at your car. Car's still dirty, you know? So I like to think of it as green goop is kind of the rain, but it really hasn't washed your car, you know? It kind of has taken some of the sludge and the excess off of it, but it hasn't gotten to those right down to the paint kind of clean. And I think that's where I think of PolyMVA is kind of that right down to the clean so that the sun can hit on the, you know, and reflect off of a clean car. And, you know, in other words, you have that basis there. There's an interaction going on there. It's not that it has to penetrate through something to try to get there. It actually just gets there and it works. So really we talk about all the time with things like cancer, chronic diseases, or whatever, we say take away some of the offending things first. Take away, if you've got something really big and it's got to go, it's got to go. If you have things that you're putting in your diet and nutrition or therapies and they're making things worse, then maybe you need to look at that. And then when you do that, it's sort of like taking all the minutiae out of the picture and then let's see where the radio is resonating. And that's where PolyMVA works, at that radio resonation level.
Wow, you just gave me a lot of 100 thoughts that went over that. That is awesome. Well, you know, going back and sticking with the metaphor of the car and the rain, you're right. Mm-hmm. On a certain level, it did wash the dirt off. But it's the thing, like you mentioned earlier, it's the things you can't see. Because now, if it was, let's say, a couple hundred years ago where we didn't have all the pollution we had in the environment, and it was a good hard rain, you're right. That's probably some pure good water that's coming down. Unfortunately, now, as we remember back from the early 80s, and such, it's now a lot of the chemicals because of the exhaust gases that are in the air. So what's coming down is actually a combination of there's sulfur, there's all these other chemicals that are in this rain. It's no longer pure, clean water anymore. And what that actually does is brings more oxidation to, now it messes and mixes with whatever other things were on the car, the dirt, the salt, all the different road grime, the oils, the things you can't see, all the exhaust fumes, and now that's what causes the paint to actually, irony here, but it's called oxidation. So we're used to seeing that from the sun. The sun oxidizes things. It strips away material out of, whether it's your clothes that you leave outside, whether it's your car you leave outside, whether it's your outside lawn equipment. Leave something out in the sun for a long enough period of time, what happens? It breaks down and it will just literally disintegrate. Our bodies are the same way. And this is where the PolyMVA, being a unique complex that is composed of not only an antioxidant, which means it's going to protect from that oxidation, that oxidative stress, so it's going to protect from the environment, it's going to protect from these free radicals, it's going to protect from the natural order of life to a certain degree, which is breakdown. However, our bodies have built in and this antioxidant mechanism, primarily through our food, but also our bodies can also develop some of them, to protect from this breakdown. And the more you can protect from it, the longer whatever is getting protection will last, hence your body, your cells, your cell walls. And for anyone who needs an example of oxidative stress in the body, just look at someone who typically smokes, doesn't eat very well, and look what happens to their body. Their skin actually changes. Their coloring of their nails change. The color of and health of their skin, themselves, simply breaks down. And what we're doing to ourselves in this modern time, unfortunately, is that we're actually eating ourselves. We're damaging ourselves from the inside out more than the outside anymore. We're kind of pretty good about being. We're kind of aware now that we don't want too much sun. We want to be sure to keep our skin healthy and stuff like that. But guess what? All the chemicals we're eating, all the things in the air that we breathe in, all the stuff in the water that we drink, our bodies have to process that. And like you mentioned earlier, that's the things that we don't see. And hence the reason why the supplements of today, especially the ones like PolyMVA that I like to call nutraceuticals, they're not just nutritional supplements. They're not just like taking your level of vitamin C, which is important. No, it's taking a very specific complex that will not only help and protect yourself, but will also support and give your cells the energy to go and do what they need to do. And that's the key, that poly is so different from any other supplement.
Because if your organs are not intact, let's say a lot of people are taking a lot of medications that have damaged their liver, or if you have a really porous GI tract, or your kidneys are kind of like maybe not so great, and then you turn around and you're doing a lot of this hormone stuff, or your hormones are super imbalanced with stress, you need to say, okay, I'm just going to keep drinking this green stuff, and is it really going to just rock my world? You know, all of these other organs have a lot of other things that their cells need to be doing. Our brain needs to be functioning correctly. Everything needs to be in working order. The problem is that when all of these organ systems have been overtaxed and really aren't able to respond as they usually do, that's when we really get into trouble. There was an article in a local paper here the other day, and it says green drinks are really not necessary to detox because our body was made to detox anyway. And it was like, I just wanted to take the paper. You know that cartoon where you just want to, you know, hit the paper on your head and say, what are they thinking, right? Well,
right.
what they're really thinking is that yes, they're right. Our body is able to detox. However, it's when our body has been overstressed and then we do it on the back end. Maybe if we were drinking those greens all along, we would have been just fine. Or eating correctly all along, we would have been just fine. The problem is that we have abused it. In other words, our tilt meter went the wrong direction and now we're trying to recoup.
You know, that's, again, you nailed it. You really put it where it belongs, and that balance. You know, do green drinks or green goop or what have you help?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? You're not going to be able to go wrong with drinking raw, good green goop. Hey,
right.
That's great. But is it necessary, like you mentioned, going to fix whatever it is mm-hmm. that you're taking it for? And sometimes, and this is why I think, you know, in today's day and age, we've heard and we've seen where a lot of people say, you know, I took this product and it magically transformed my life. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if that's the deficiency, if that's what you were missing and you put it back,
right?
Yes, of course your body is going to respond in kind because that was the major key that was missing. But there's been plenty of situations where you can give it to someone else and it doesn't have the same effect. So I would
mm-hmm.
argue the point that say, well, why? And it doesn't mean that it's bad that it didn't do it. It simply means that person needed something else. Because if there's one thing that we know, is that one, mm-hmm. we're all very different physiologically. And two, you mentioned something earlier when you were talking about hormones.
Mm-hmm.
Hormones are, if anybody needs any indication of how powerful hormones are, I just will ask you to recall either going through puberty or if you're
right.
ever seen a woman that became pregnant. That's the power of hormones. You got to be
right.
careful with them, and they need to be in balance. So I always recommend anyone who has a health challenge of anything, the first thing you want to do is typically find to detox, remove these things that have been built up through your body, which you have no idea what they are. However, there are
mm-hmm.
some very basic detoxification mechanisms to help. Once your liver, kidney, and gallbladder, and that gets cleaned out, now your body is so much easier to heal. So you detox
right.
from that, and then you look at your hormones and your blood work, and you get that back on track, and you'd be surprised. I'm sure you've already seen it, Dr. J, how, wow,
mm-hmm.
miraculous changes will happen. And then you put behind that a better and improved eating plan along with some exercise, and then you bring in some treatment protocols for ABC condition, you have
mm-hmm.
the recipe for success almost every darn time. Yet we have it backwards in this country to a certain degree. They start prescribing medications. They put them on the pharmacy merry-go-round to counteract this, to get this. And the second you add a secondary drug into any situation, the primary effects of that drug are almost null and void in any type of research that was ever done to produce it. So the wonderful thing about nutritional supplements and nutraceuticals is, guess what? No matter what you're doing, you're giving, as long as you're giving your body vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and flavonoids and isoflavonoids and all these things, just your body knows exactly what to do with those things, even if today maybe it didn't need as much of this one versus that one. but you keep giving your body Tylenol. You keep giving your body Plavix. You keep giving your body XYZ drug. What happens over the course of time? The side effect of this, the downside of the liver. Now you have the lining of your stomach is gone. Mm-hmm. The incidences of stroke or chronic or hypertension, your cardiovascular is now just put. It's crazy to me. Now, there are wonderful places where those things are necessary for a short term to take care of a very specific condition. And by all means, heck yeah, use them. But if you have to be on them, if you have to stay on any type of drug for a long term, then you need to be doing some things to either balance out because there is a side effect or somehow partnering so that you know, you don't do as much damage as you can be doing if it's something that you necessarily need to be on. And the people that have survived the longest and that are doing well in any type of disease type condition, almost time and time again, will tell you that it is a balance between supporting the body in the way it needs to be supported and then using targeted therapies as necessary and being very mindful of how they're responding in each individual person.
And I think that's a great idea to start talking about Poly, because Poly MVA is really, it's an exclusive product for AMARC, and I really find that what I relate it when I speak with people, as I say, it's just that if you think about a car and a spark plug, you know, you can have all the gas and the oil you want, and who really cares, and everything's good and new, but if the spark isn't there, the machine won't go. So, and then also you think about people say, well, what is the thing in life? It's your heart that's beating. If your heart doesn't start to beat, you don't have life. Then you look at, is the brain working or is not? You know, we say, but the heart is still pumping. So, in other words, what is that little spark? And I think Poly is really that spark for the cell to say, time to wake up, time to move. And really, that's about the core of what its major goal is.
You know, it's thank you again for the perfect lead-in on that. Spark, literally, you know, the way the lipoic acid mineral complex, and that's the key ingredient in the Poly MVA. You have lipoic acid, and you have it complex with a mineral. Hence the reason why we call it lipoic acid mineral complex. And what it has an ability to do is these free radicals or this oxidative stress is in physics is actually an electron. It's a free electron. So think of it as a free little piece of electricity. And if that is not balanced, it runs around and does more damage by bounce. It's outside of its circuit, let's say. What the poly is able to do is absorb that energy. And because it's a complex, it's not just a single molecule like vitamin C or vitamin E, which do the same thing as an antioxidant. They quench free radicals also. The difference being is that the poly, because it's a complex and because it's tied together with thiamine, which is B1, which is used in creating energy in your cells in its normal process, it has a twofold action in which the alpha lipoic acid absorbs the free radicals, this free energy, and because of it's tied to thiamine, it can now donate this back to your cell, which gives it and more energy, and it directly does this in what's called the mitochondria, these little think of them as the furnaces that are inside our cells, to keep our cells doing what they need to do. And when you have the proper amount of energy, and I don't think this is any coincidence, if you could actually take a voltmeter and measure energy in a healthy cell versus the energy in an unhealthy cell, guess what? The unhealthy cell is lower. So poly helps to keep the energy level, the electricity, the power flowing in your cell so that it can go and do and be whatever it needs to be. And when it comes in contact with cells that are deficient, it helps to raise that energy back up. And guess what? When you do that, that's almost exactly what the body tries to do on a daily basis. When we're eating, when we're living our lives and everything seems to be going well, guess what? Our body has been able to maintain its energy level at the cellular level, at the normal level that those cells need to go and do everything they need to do, to be a better skin cell, to be a better nerve cell, to be a better heart cell, liver cell, whatever it might be. And that is the basis for health. Without that, the opposite of no energy is technically cell death.
Right. And you think about it, you know, you could plant flowers wherever you want, but unless they have all of the requirements for life, so to say, they will not prosper. And you really want to be able to prosper in life, because that is, again, what we would call health and wellness, as we've said in the beginning of this show, is prosperous in life. And that would be just, can you feel the sun on your skin? Can you taste food when you eat it? Can you sense someone's arms around you? That's feeling all of those outside things around you. And that's really what the cell is doing. It's just gathering all of those things around it that make it work, that make it alive. And that's what's so vitally important.
It really is. And when all those come together, you mentioned, I mean, it made me just kind of smile when you said, you know, you get a hug from somebody. You know, why do they always say hugs are like the most wonderful thing to get?
Mm-hmm.
You relax, you get a nice hug from someone, not just this little quick, you know, 2-second hug. You really grab somebody and you squeeze them and you hold on to them. And then if you tell them you care about them, or you love them, or you miss them, or you hope to see them soon, or whatever it is, and you breathe in and you just kind of go, and you go,
yeah,
this is nice. That physiological response, I mean, you've heard about it in the studies that have been done in children. Children that are touched, children that are held, children that are told and reinforced in positive aspects respond better. They're healthier, not only mentally but physically. So it's no coincidence that is just as important as eating the right foods. And when you bring that recipe together, that's where, quote-unquote, you know, we've both seen miracles happen and people's lives change. Not necessarily because of one specific thing, but just like a team that comes together when it plays, or a symphony that comes together. Do all those instruments sound wonderful by themselves? Of course they do. There's some people that can play the violin and play the clarinet and play the piano and the trombones and the trumpets all by themselves. And you hear them and you're just in awe. But you put them together in a symphony? Jeez. How awesome is that? And if one of them ever needs support from another one else on the team, they're there to help out.
You know, I always say this, and we'll take a call in just 1 second, but I always say it's throw a seat on the ground and stand back and be in awe. And that's what that is all about. That's what you just said. So just put it in there.
Amazing.
Let's stand back and see what happens, you know?
Right.
Absolutely. Well, Al, let's take a call. We have a caller. And,
okay.
Hello, you're on the air. Who's this? And where are you calling from? Hello? Oh, I guess they are not on the air right now.
No?
Okay. So, but you know, don't you think that really it's all about being able to get that right nutrition in where it has to go? Because we think about, even with viruses, we always talk about lock and key. With bacteria, we think about biofilms, prions, and, you know, all of these other crazy things out there. We talk about all their shells around them and all their protection mechanisms. But really, you need to be able to be right at the time to be able to be ready to receive this type of nutrition, too.
Well, this is the magic, this is the million-dollar question. We don't know. So the only thing we can do is keep it at the ready. I don't know whether my body is going to use 500 milligrams of vitamin C today, maybe 1,000, maybe 2,000, because I'm going to be very active and I'm going to be under a lot of stress, and who knows exactly. I don't know. I can't say. That's where when people ask me, well, I'm taking a multivitamin, that's all I need. And I said, well, that's the minimum level. The RDA is the very, very minimum level to keep you, quote-unquote, healthy. You know, the minimum level of vitamin C so you don't get scurvy on a daily basis. The minimum level of all the other things that they think that are in there, just so that your body can kind of exist and somewhat be okay without rapid breakdown. However, in today's day and age, in today's modern world of pollution and activity, and let alone all the different things that we're putting into our body from a food point of view that have preservatives and chemicals and all this, that is not enough. And so anyone that says, well, you're just wasting money by taking high-dose supplements, I said, you know what?
Right.
You're right. To a certain degree, my urine might be some of the most expensive urine on the planet. I am okay with that. Because whether I'm putting it in and spending it on myself for I'd rather do it inside than on the outside. I'd rather, if that means that I don't ever go to the movies ever again in my life, because I now have to take that money and spend it towards my health, I am fine with it.
Yeah.
I'm okay. I'm not going to, if I only get to eat out now once every 3 months because my supplements are going to cost me $200 a month. Okay.
Okay.
I'm okay with that. I've had enough out meals. It's not that. Okay. I'll take my sandwich to the park and go out for a meal outside.
Yeah.
I don't mind that anymore. I don't need that anymore. What I need is to know that I'm doing all that I can, and it makes me feel better as well, because then I see and can have, the opportunity to take care of myself. I'm taking care of myself each and every day, and not only physically, but with my dietary choices, along with my physical exercise and my spiritual side. That then makes me feel better across the board, and I don't need necessarily the other things that
Let's try this caller again, Al.
Okay.
Let's see. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Hello, caller. You're on the air. What is your first name and where are you calling from?
My name is Jim Swelgin. I'm calling from Fallbrook, California.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm sorry. I dialed you guys in at 11:15 and I waited for a few minutes, but then I got an important telephone call. And anyway, now I'm back. Sorry.
That's okay. Well, would you like to share about PolyMVA? We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Sure. I'm a cancer patient. I was diagnosed with multiple myeloma in, 2009. So I've been with cancer, multiple myeloma now, for about 6 years. When I first went to the oncologist, they told me I was in stage one and that their prescription was a watchful wait. I thought, well, okay, so you're going to watch and wait until I got worse before you do anything.
Right.
That was my thought, right?
Oh, wow.
So, I decided to do my own research. A good friend of mine suggested I call, look into PolyMVA because he had heard a lot of good things about it. So I had decided to do that, and I called Gary Mattson.
Mm-hmm.
And we spoke for a while and told him my issues and so forth and so on. And he said, it looks like as though you'd be helped with about 12 teaspoons a day. And I said, what is this thing going to cost? He told me, and I says, can I get back to you on that? So I did. I thought about it for a day, and I called him back. And I says, okay, sign me up. So I started taking Poly back in late 2009, and I started with 12 teaspoons per day. And I was doing that for about a year or so. And, of course, I also stopped all my sugar intake for white sugar, and I was taking, per Gary's recommendation, I was taking also 10,000 IUs of vitamin D3 and also taking a liver supplement. But then I learned about curcumin. I started taking curcumin 95 and about three or four or five other various vitamins and things, omega-3, et cetera. Anyway, after about a year, and I had my blood done every 3 months, my oncologist says, my goodness, you're really kind of strange because you're not getting any worse, and it's been over a year, and your numbers are staying steady as a rock. He says, I don't know what you're doing. I says, I do. Let me tell you. So I told him what I was taking, PolyMVA and D3, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, he couldn't recommend it. But he just says, well, whatever you're doing, don't stop. So I didn't. I continued taking PolyMVA and still am to this date. In the meantime, I had also gone down to Mexico with Dr. Rubio just last year, 2013. 2014, excuse me. And did a once a week for 12 weeks with him, and the combination of that plus poly MVA and so forth, my numbers started coming down. And so now I'm in something called smoldering myeloma, and I'm feeling fine, no pain, no strain, 6 years later, and I'm still taking poly. I've reduced the dosage per agreeable with Gary, and I send him my results. Now, lately, I've been doing it every month, and they're just falling, continuing to come into the normal range. So things are looking good.
Well, it sounds wonderful. You know, I think what the biggest thing is, and right in the beginning, the listener should be really stopping in their tracks and catching your first words, and that is, well, waitful watch. We hear this all the time, waitful watch. It's because they don't have any other answers. There's nothing they can offer you, It's sort of like, when you go to the car dealer and, you say, my paint is fading on my car, and he says, okay, well, let me know when it needs to be repainted, They don't have any answers till then. And it's sort of when you wait to hit the wall,
Exactly. And I was unwilling to do that. I wanted, I'm naturally more of a proactive person, and I wasn't about to wait around and have them, have me continue to get worse until he says, and now you need chemo or you need whatever.
Right.
And I just did it on my own. And poly and the other stuff I took, plus, like I said last year, Dr. Rubio, the combination has been great.
And that's
so
what
happy.
It's all
I'm
about, is about
and
being proactive.
And I'm 72 and a half years old now, so I'm hopefully going to make it to who knows what, right? 80, 85 is great for me.
All of my grandparents have all died when they were 99, so we'll wish you many, many decades. How's that?
Thank you. Yeah, that's right. I'll just keep taking. In fact, I even we went to one of Al's seminars last year, and I was talking with one of his people. I forget who it was, and they told my wife Carol. They said, "Well, it would certainly help you even if you just took a half a teaspoon a day." So I said to Carol, "That's a good idea. I think you do that." So she's been taking a half a teaspoon a day of poly for probably the last, 5 or 6 months, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so we're expecting that it'll help her, too.
Well, and it's one
so
of the wonderful
good.
Things, Jeanette, like we were talking about, the ones that do the holistic or the complete approach to their health,
right.
Have better, longer results. And quote unquote, even in, whether it's been in Jim's case or other people, does their situation necessarily of their cancer diagnosis necessarily change? No, but if anything about cancer, if you can halt it in its tracks, considering its typical course and trajectory, that's a win.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So.
That's what happened to me, too, Al. I think that it just stopped it in its tracks when I started taking poly MVA and D3 and so forth. And, it didn't, nothing. It just was not able to advance any farther.
Right. And
my,
so
immune system
just
became
like,
stronger.
Right. And so you're helping your body to help itself. And to a certain degree, like we've talked about, Jeanette, especially with like cancer being the prime example, a tumor is a way of the body's ability to also control and give it time to deal with it. Because when it becomes metastatic and goes to advanced stage, obviously now it becomes more difficult because the body now has to fight it on multiple fronts and in multiple locations. But for quite some time, and that's part of the problem with cancer is that you don't know about it until typically it's too late. So.
Right.
Hence the reason for, a lot of the supplements that Jim was just mentioning,
I got a call that I'm going to have again, guys. I'll get back to you in a minute. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Jim. is you give your body the ability to protect itself. So I would much rather be taking a half a teaspoon of poly now than having to worry about me taking 12 teaspoons later. So think about your car. Would you rather be paying for a $5 wash right now, or do you want to pay for a multi-$1,000 paint job and it's never going to be quite be right later? It just doesn't add up in my book anymore for spending that money on myself in that way. You know, I don't need...
Right.
That means that I get to have to get a few extra miles out of my pairs of shoes or out of my clothes, or that they're not the brand new clothes that I wear. I'm okay with that. That no longer matters to me, as much as I know that I'd rather be spending it on good quality, because good food is more expensive. Natural, whole food that's going to, that you have to use up in a week. You know, when you buy fresh fruits and vegetables, they don't stay around long. So I love, I use that analogy with many people and say, well, look at the expiration date on that box of whatever you just have on your shelf right there. What is it? Oh, you know, June of 2016. Okay.
Right.
How long is that onion going to last on your counter? Maybe about a week, week and a half. What do you think you have to do to it, to alter it, to protect it, to keep it to last for a year and a half? I don't know what that is because I'm not a chemistry major, but I can tell you some of the ingredients that I'm reading on the back of the box and tell you what, I don't want a darn thing to do with them.
Well, you know,
that's all
I think
can tell you.
It's such a disconnect that we have, that we are part of nature. We are part of the living things in the world. So in other words, if that, you know, we're just as much, we need just as much as fruits and vegetables and trees and grass and everything to grow. That is how we are too. You know, you wouldn't put chemicals on an, you wouldn't say, here's an orange tree, I'm just going to pour some chemicals on it, you know, today just because, you know, and expect to be eating something from it. So do you just pour chemicals into your body and say just because? It's almost like it almost seems kind of, no, I don't know what you're talking about, because it seems so simple and so confounding, but that really is what's going on.
It truly is. And I don't, you know, I've done enough research on my own, and anybody else, you know, feel free. Go grab the ingredients that you find on the on the boxes of our food and just put them in and go do a search on them and find out a little bit more about them. And they'll say, well, we test them like this, this, and this, and they've shown to be safe. Okay. Now, what they didn't do is they didn't test those chemicals along with the six others that they'd added, or that you might be adding into your recipe of whatever it is that you're ingesting. Tell me what that's going to make. Because all I can tell you from what little chemistry classes I did have through high school and college, that when you start mixing chemicals together, it's usually not a good thing. So why would I want to be, and that becomes a burden on your body. Why would I want to be putting in tons and tons of, you know, this preservative or that preservative or this nitrate or that chemical or red number two and this along with it. I get it that they do these things to make them, the foods look pretty and to give them color and things like that. But you know what? I need to limit that because I just don't know. And from what I can tell in my limited amount of research, and not that I'm some grandiose researcher, but look at the way, if you look at degenerative diseases, and so from the 20th century to now into the 21st century, and you adjust for even age-related deaths, meaning that, yes, you know, many years ago we were dying younger than we are now, so we're living longer, so there would be an expectant of higher rates of disease. They get that. So even taking that into account, the rate of degenerative disease is off the charts, cancer especially. So I'm not a rocket scientist. I'm not even some highly, you know, educated researcher, but common sense from what I've seen, and I'm sure like what you've seen in the field, it makes a difference. And I can tell you time and time again, when people change their dietary habits and they go more whole, natural, raw, you know, less chemicals, man, they lose weight, their energy levels get better, their health improves dramatically. And it's so it just tells me time and time again that, again, I'm the man from Missouri, as they say, the proof's in the pudding. and look what it does.
Right. It's really all about looking at into the core of your body to see what's actually working and what's not. And what we talked about today was about your cells, whether they're working or not. And, you know, we've really, we've blown through this hour again, and it was great having you. Could you please share with the listeners about the product, where they could find out more information about it? That would be great.
Sure. You could either call the office directly at 619-447-6500, or you can look us up on the web at polymva.com. That's P-O-L-Y, M as in Mary, V as in Victor, A as in Alpha.com, and there's information there, as well as our contact information. You can send us an email. You can reach us by fax, whatever's more convenient for you. We have consultants that are available to answer any questions. We can send you, you know, FAQs. We can tell you about the product. You can research it. We can put you in touch with docs. Whatever it is that you'd feel you'd like to know, or how it might help and improve your life or your situation or that of a loved one. Either way, let us know, and that's how we're here.
Absolutely. And, you know, one thing I can say in closing is that PolyMVA has the greatest customer service. They will sit there. They will talk to you. They will answer your questions. If you by chance happen to get their voicemail, please leave a message. They will call you back. And it's not just someone who's just answering the phone off a robo. They have the greatest customer service, so please do check that out. Well, Al, it was a pleasure to have you with us today. We had a great talk, and we'll have to have you back in the end of the spring, right?
Yep, whenever you're ready or you need something, feel free to ring me up and or any of the other anyone else in the office, or for any of the other long-term product users. They're happy to share their story and help others as well.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Good luck and God bless.
Thank you. If you'd like to find out more information about PolyMVA, please do check out the website. The link is on the bottom of today's show page. You can click on there and go to that page directly. And please do try it. Give it a chance. If you're really super stuck and you're having a lot of health concerns in your home, we do have the Women Over the Age of 50 group. It is on drjeanettegallagher.com. Please do check it out. Sign up now for the alerts for when it starts. And you will find out more information therein. Life is really a challenge, and there's a lot of things. Check out some of my other radio shows. There's over 200. All kinds of topics to be able to help you and make improvements in your life. So thank you so much for joining us today, and it's been great. Thank you so much for joining us today here on Alternative Medicine and Wellness. It has been a pleasure to be with you, and we hope you found more information that will be able to make your life just a little bit easier. You know, it's not an easy trip all the time in this life, and sometimes we say, you know, if I could just maybe hear it from somebody else, or maybe hear that someone else's story might be similar to mine, or maybe just gain a few extra tips to make my journey a little bit easier. Please join us on Health Blast Radio every day for the year 2015, where we will be having so many different practitioners, all kinds of authors, just regular people like you and I, having a casual conversation about a different topic almost every day. Check out our website for more information on the Women Over Age 50 group. It is drjeanettegallagher.com. You can always just Google my name, Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and you will find out so much more information about upcoming radio shows, about other websites I have, other programs we are currently doing. And if you just need help, please pick any of the websites, any of the links, and send me a private message. Thank you so much for joining us today on Health Blast Radio. It's been an absolute pleasure, and please, just in the morning, before you reach for that cell phone, or the television remote, or even your glasses, open your eyes and say, thank you, God, for another day. It's been a pleasure. And have a great day.